From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Katherine Wheeler. The University of Missouri says campus is all clear after what they called an active threat Wednesday morning. At around 11:30, the university's alert system reported an active threat near Hitt and Locust Streets. Updates describe a woman walking with a handgun headed east on Locust Street. The update suggests the woman may have been suicidal. The subject was located off campus by law enforcement, and campus alerts have been lifted. She was not in possession of a firearm when she was taken into custody, then transported to a hospital for evaluation, according to a news release from the Columbia Police Department. The release states there was no indication that the subject had intentions of harming anyone else. The University of Missouri has created a committee tasked with finding someone to fill the role of Assistant Vice Chancellor for Civil Rights, Title IX, and ADA. KBIA's Hannah Haynes has more.
The Assistant Vice Chancellor for Civil Rights, Title IX, and ADA will be responsible for things like ensuring compliance with all Title IX laws and providing training for the MU community. Today, the university held a town hall for members of the university community to provide input on qualities and experience they'd like to see in this new hire. Brian Goers is the senior coordinator for the Office of Student Engagement. He says the new assistant vice chancellor needs to be able to empathize with different communities.
But then I think it also goes beyond that of being able to, maybe this is just them being able to demonstrate instances where they've been able to go into majority populations and have some actual results in terms of what they're trying to do education-wise, you know, while at the same time having results in making sure that marginalized populations feel supported and not alienated.
The hiring committee is meeting for the first time today. Hannah Haynes, KBIA News.
Missouri's unemployment has dropped slightly, according to data released Tuesday. Data from the state's Department of Economic Development shows the unemployment rate dropped slightly from 3.9% in August to 3.8% in September. Unemployment has held fairly steady in recent months. The data shows the state also lost 10,500 jobs between August and September. Local government faced the biggest hit. The change in non-farm employment came as a seasonally adjusted civilian labor force grew by more than 13,000 people in the same time period. The labor force counts people with jobs and those who are on unemployment but looking for work. A judge has fined a Central Missouri prosecutor more than $12,000 for failing to provide records to a man doing research for the marijuana activist group Show Me Cannabis. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the fine stems when in 2015 Aaron Mallon sought records from Cole County Prosecutor Mark Richardson in an effort to show how the drug war is fought in the state. Cole County Circuit Judge Patricia Joyce ruled Richardson knowingly and purposefully violated the state's open records laws by denying Mallon's request. Mallon asked for communication between Richardson and the area's drug task force. Mallon told the newspaper he hopes the case sends a signal to other government officials about complying with the state's Sunshine Law. A judge in Kansas City this morning took under advisement Planned Parenthood's request to block a new Missouri law requiring abortion physicians to meet with their patients 3 days before they undergo the procedure. Dan Margulies reports.
The two Planned Parenthood affiliates in Missouri and two obstetrician gynecologists in St. Louis sued last week to have the law overturned. The law, set to take effect next week, requires the doctor providing the abortion to explain the procedure's risks. Previously, that could be done by a physician assistant, psychologist, or even a licensed social worker. A Planned Parenthood attorney told the court that the new requirement imposes an undue burden on women. The state countered that it benefits women by providing continuity of care and allowing patients to participate in their own medical care. Judge S. Margene Burnett is expected to decide whether to block the law in the next few days. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
The dean of the University of Missouri Sinclair School of Nursing is retiring. The Columbia Missourian reports MU announced today Judith Miller will retire effective December 31st. Miller has been the dean of the School of Nursing since she came to MU in 2008 and is currently the longest tenured dean at MU. Under her leadership, the diversity of the nursing school student body increased by 22%. Miller says she has plans to move back to her hometown of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm Katherine Wheeler, KBIA News, Columbia.